The current funding formula relies heavily on local property taxes. That means a school district that encompasses an airport and an upscale shopping mall can support schools more generously than a district that has just a couple of grain elevators and a Dairy Queen. State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Macoupin County, has been working to change the formula for years. He's proposing a measure that would distribute state aid based on each district's needs.
If you're a district that has a 90% poverty rate, it's going to take a little more resources to produce the same outcome as a district that has a 5% poverty rate. Now, I'm not making this up. Every expert, every scholarly work of writing will tell you that.
His plan would not immediately decrease any district's state aid. Republicans say the bill is a bailout for Chicago public schools. I'm Dusty Rhodes.